This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I will praise your in the morning, to the sunset in the evening. I will praise you, I will praise you. When I'm drowning underwater, in the deepest, darkest ocean, I will praise you, I will praise you.
The second gift that Islam gave me is a healthy relationship with men. A healthy relationship with men. Men are not the enemy, you know, and that's the kind of narrative that we're hearing a lot nowadays. Men are the enemy. Men are there to exploit women, and they've always exploited women throughout time, which is completely untrue, you know. So men are not the enemy. I'm not in competition with men. I don't need to prove myself by copying men or being like them or thinking that success equals what a man does. You know, I see my role, as Islam tells me, as complementary to men. And men are complementary. So the men in my life complement me and I complement them. We're not at war. Islam teaches me that if a man wants to be close to me, he must marry me. He must have a contract with me, in order for my rights to be protected and for his rights to be protected and the rights of the children that may come from that union to be protected as well. It doesn't allow for a man to be intimate with a woman without that protection. So in that way, it helps me to have a healthy relationship in any intimate relationship I would have. It protects me from objectification. I was just reading this book actually on the way here, and it's called The Equality Illusion by Kat Banyard. And I'm just going to read one quote from this book, which she really highlights something important for us, I think. She says that today in Britain, women's and girls' bodies are widely denigrated as inanimate objects to be publicly scrutinized, judged, maintained, and manipulated for the benefit of others. They are shared public property. A female body is deemed an object that could and should be made beautiful at almost any cost for the benefit of those looking at it. Islam freed me from that. And the way it did that is by removing or making the public space a space that is not sexually charged when it comes to my interactions with the opposite sex. So although it may look like, you know, I'm very restricted, actually, you know, the structures around my life are such that actually most of the time I'm with women, and, you know, when I'm working, etc. And so I don't dress in this way. You know, I dress in my normal clothes, probably similar to what anyone out there would dress in. But when it comes to my interactions with people of the opposite sex who are not closely related to me, then, you know, it gives not just me, but it gives the men, the Muslim men, guidelines as to how to interact, how to have a healthy interaction such that the kind of sexual element, the sexually charged element, is removed from that interaction or minimized, so that we can focus on the work at hand, you know, the whatever it is that we're doing, and focus on that.
And I was born to praise you. I was born to praise you.